It's time.
We are not called to be nice.
Sandy Rios. Welcome, Sandy. Thanks for being here.
We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
And you still like me or you don't like me, James?
Are you okay? You're all right.
I'm a musician. I can't help it.
Longtime Fox News contributor Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
We have, I think it's 4-1 youth in America wants gay marriage.
Our kids are the product of public schools. No wonder they poll the way they do.
It's time to stand up or we're going to lose everything we have.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up, speak up, say something, do something.
This isn't a game. This is real life.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association.
A pro-life radio talk show host.
Some things are worth fighting for.
Jesus is so bad. He was like the king of calling out bull. People are like, hey, you can't talk to Samaritans. Jesus is like, bull.
Well, I think it's really good if you're a teenager and discovering your sexuality to talk to someone other than your family and your parents. Find a responsible adult.
We are open and affirming LGBTQ. We are feminist, and I believe Jesus was too.
I don't care if the Bible says gay people suck. I have lots of things I disagree with about the Bible.
We are environmentalists, which I believe that's the original mandate of the children of God, to take care of the planet that we all know and enjoy.
As you've done for the least of these, you've done to me. So as I read this encyclical on the environment, it hit me Matthew 25 is again at stake because the hungry will get hungrier because of climate change. Pope Francis is the greatest conversation changer in the world today.
And his host, President Evo Morales, handed him an unusual gift, a wooden hammer and sickle crucifix. It's a classic communism symbol frequently worn by a Jesuit priest.
There's no other leader who can change our thinking, whether we're religious or not.
The Bible is pro-slavery, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
The devil is not trying to get you to sin. He's just trying to get you to keep the law. Because if he can get you to keep the law, you will sin.
Jesus was a Palestinian Jewish rabbi. He was a person of color that was killed by white supremacy. So we're usually making every effort to be on the front lines for racial justice.
He began to preach inclusion, that everyone goes to heaven and that there is no hell.
We probably got it wrong. Instead of the Bible being the inspired word of God, it's probably just the inspired word of man about God.
Sandy Rios with you. That is the beginning of a brand new documentary. It's actually still in the works. That's kind of the taste of what it's going to be like. It's called Enemies Within the Church. And certainly this is happening right before our very eyes. It's not new, but it's getting worse. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that modern day Christians have the same orthodox teaching and the same scripture that was written centuries ago. And yet the tendency to drift away, to be misled, is part of human nature. But now we have a subversive effort by people on the left to actually infiltrate the church and to turn Christian people away from basic doctrines in order to co-opt them for political movements. It seems interesting to me because, you know, we have for the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, maybe 10, had a pushback from evangelicals being involved in politics that are labeled right-wing. And have been accused of using faith to create a political movement. And ironically, that's exactly what the left is doing now. We're going to lay this out for you, and some names are going to be familiar to you, and some of the things perhaps on that opening clip are already familiar to you. It's social justice. It's the environment. It's racism. It's feeding the poor. But it isn't the moral social, biblical issues that we've been talking about. And so it's very nuanced, and in some ways it's very overt. It's something that's been happening for decades, maybe centuries. Actually, we're going to talk about that with our two guests. Judd Saul is the director of this film. He is an award-winning filmmaker. He produced, actually, another video that you may be very well familiar with because we've talked about it. It was called The Enemies Within, which was a video about Barack Obama and the enemies within, the communists, socialists, and progressives in the U.S. Congress, which was turned, by the way, it was a feature film, and you may remember that, and Judd was the producer of that. Judd, thanks for joining us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, in a second, we're going to introduce Trevor Loudon, whose work was the catalyst for that first movie. But I want to ask you, what was the catalyst for you of this project? Because this is a little different now. enemies within the church. Was there something that happened that you saw that made you want to do this?
Yes, several things. And when you work with a guy like Trevor for 4 years, and you begin to understand and study the patterns of how the left is operating, while we were making enemies within, in my own church environment, I started seeing phrases, certain things being brought up, red flags are being raised in literature I was reading. And I started going, whoa, wait a minute. This sounds all too familiar. These are leftist talking points dressed in a Christian veneer.
Yes.
And so it was really laid on my heart. And as Trevor and I worked on more projects together, I started asking some of our other sources and people who've, been in the CIA, people who've really been in government. And I said, what do you think about the left infiltrating the church? How does that correlate? And we're seeing if the left needs to hijack every aspect of a culture to push it towards socialism. And why would they leave out the church? And in fact, coming with research and working with Trevor, we found out this has been going on for years. But what's most shocking is it is happening in what people think are safe conservative institutions.
You know, I have to say, before we introduce Trevor, when I was president of Concerned Women for America in D.C., I had a front row seat to at least the beginnings in our modern times of this. Rich Cizik was the head of the National Association of Evangelicals, which was an organization that was very highly trusted. At the time I was attending, I had for 15 years raised my kids in an evangelical free church, which heavily leaned on the NAE for information from Washington. And yep. They were like the Bible. I mean, not the Bible. Of course, they were not like the Bible, but it's a metaphor. They were the standard, the gold standard for truth. And so when I got to D.C. and Rich Cizik was the president, I'm using his name because we now know that he was a full-bore apostate. I saw that happen, and he was confronted by many of us, and then we found out that he was actually being funded by George Soros. That's just the tip of the iceberg that I want to share in this story. But I want to introduce Trevor Loudon. Trevor is not a stranger to my audience. I've known Trevor for a long time. He's from New Zealand. He is an expert on global communism. Who would have thought that New Zealand would be such a hotbed for communism? But it is and was. And so Trevor began his studies there and his investigation, and then happened to take it worldwide, ended up in the United States. That's when I met him. He is a producer, a writer, a best-selling author of the book we mentioned before, Barack Obama and the Enemies Within. And he joins us also. Trevor, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Sandy. Good to talk to you. And how are you, Judd?
Doing good, sir.
Trevor, you're the producer of this project, and I'm guessing that what you bring to this is your deep knowledge of how the left operates, because this is not new, is it?
Well, that's exactly right. And I've studied how the left operates through the peace movements, through the Black Lives Matter movement, through the women's movement, through the labor movement, and they use the same methodology in the churches, only they use different rhetoric. You know, they have to dress it up with Christian rhetoric to sort of to scam their way through. But yeah, the left is heavily infiltrating the churches right now, as it has done for many, many years.
Trevor, I'm just curious. You're so familiar with the movements of the left and communism, but when you started studying, Christian doctrine and the way the left was infiltrating that, has that been a challenge for you?
Well, no, it hasn't. I've been studying the infiltration of the churches for many years, and it started, the left, the communists have been infiltrating the Catholic Church since the 1930s at least. And the mainstream Episcopalian and Lutheran churches since the 1920s. So, it's very familiar to me. But what did shock me is the heavy penetration over the last few years of the evangelical churches, including the Southern Baptists, who were pretty pure up till recent times. And that was the most disturbing revelation that I came across.
You know, one of the first things that I saw besides Rich Cizik with National Association of Evangelicals was the co-opting of World Vision, which was such a trusted organization for people to adopt children. And they had a strong partnership with Willow Creek Community Church, which had been my church for 15 years. And as Bill Hybels started getting off the rails, so did World Vision, in really bad ways. And so that was something I got involved in. So I'm trying to lay the groundwork for this has been happening in various ways with well-known people and leaders for some time, but it's only getting worse and accelerating. So, Judd, let me turn to you. Let's make the case, because what's one example that you're going to use in this movie that kind of helps people understand what's happening?
Well, a article came out by Kelly Kohlberg recently about George Soros's Rent an Evangelical program, and that just kind of scratched the surface as to, okay, we already know these guys are lefties. We already know that these guys are, you know, in apostasy land. But what we're finding out is that within the Gospel Coalition, within the Southern Baptist Convention, we have direct George Soros-linked money and ties to people in those organizations.
Yes, and Jim Wallace is one of those. Jim, of course, was very well known. I remember he came to Wheaton College. Wheaton is where I raised my kids, and Jim did a tour really trying to mainstream homosexuality. Turns out, by Kelly's research, as you just said, Jim Wallace was funded by George Soros, who, ironically, is an atheist. In fact, Trevor, tell us who George Soros is.
Beg your pardon, sorry, Sally?
Tell people who George Soros is. I talk about him almost every day, but in your words, from your description, who is he?
Well, just before I do that, can I say you mentioned World Vision before and the Willow Creek Church. Well, 20 years ago, I used to read the left-wing Maoist press, and they hated World Vision with a passion, because World Vision was a conservative, evangelical Christian charity. Now they love it. Now they're partnering with it. World Vision has been completely co-opted by the left, and that was one of the enemies of the left. So that's one example. But you know, George Soros is a hardcore socialist. He's a multi-billionaire. He's got connections with the Russians that go back right to his time in Hungary after World War II and during World War II. And he's put about $18 billion into leftist and communist causes in America in the last few years. He operates on an international basis, and his idea is to bring down America, to bring down the constitutional system, and part of that is massive infiltration of the churches, particularly using amnesty for illegal immigrants is one of his avenues to get in there. So he wants a borderless, socialist world where America is just one little province of a greater United Nations world superstate. George Soros is a complete menace, and real churches should have nothing to do with him.
Well, of course, Trevor, Christians would say, well, we wouldn't have anything to do with him. But what they don't understand is that the method that Soros and others use is to use people that you do trust or that you do know or that have some name recognition to actually do what they're doing, which is to subvert and to co-opt, really, people of faith. And we're going to talk about that. We'll take a brief break. And when I come back, Trevor Loudon and Judd Saul are my guests. The documentary they're working on is called Enemies Within the Church. And when we come back, we're going to name some names, and it won't be easy. So stay tuned. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.
Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
We've been approached by some of the boldest people in the world, people who stand to lose everything. They're risking their whole ministry to come forward. And they've come forward to us and other members of the production team. And they've said, look, I'm willing to risk everything to expose what's really going on in these organizations because I love the gospel too much. I love Jesus too much. I have to tell you, you're going to be shocked by some of the information that comes out in our documentary. Our production team wants to help these brave souls who've come forward with evidence of corruption inside many large Christian institutions. We want to help them by giving them a voice. Now, some of them have been threatened that they better be quiet. And I really admire their willingness to put everything on the line to help people like me and you. And we want to give voice to people not just in America, but around the world who are seeing a great falling away out of the church. We believe that by doing this movie, by producing it, we're pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ and helping God's sheep steer through the minefield of history. We've assembled a really great team in the production of this documentary. Trevor Loudon and Curtis Bowers and Judd Saul, they all come from various different backgrounds. The thing about all of us that we share is we all have a passion for the truth. We've all been tested under great pressure when it wasn't popular, and we've all taken moments in our lives where we've stood for the truth. And that's why it's such an honor to work with this team. I believe in the mission. I believe in the goal of this movie, and I know that it's going to help people around the world who see it, and I'm excited to be involved in it.
All right, that's the voice of Carrie Gordon, who is the voice of this production, Enemies Within the Church. Carrie is a pastor working with Trevor Loudon and Judd Saul, who have joined me today to talk about this. Let's get practical just for a second before we jump in. You guys are in the process of making this, but you need financial help, right?
That is correct.
So, Judd, if people want to help with this, how could they do that?
They can go and make a tax-deductible donation by going to www.enemieswithinthechurch.com. And they can go right online. They can send in a snail mail donation, or they can do it right online with a credit card.
Okay, let's jump right into some of the meat of this. Trevor has mentioned World Vision, and so did I. But there's an organization. This is going to be a tough one. These are hard things to talk about. Tim Keller is highly respected. His books are so respected. He's a pastor of a big church in New York City. He formed the Gospel Coalition, which is very popular with a lot of people that I know and love. But you maintain in your project that Tim Keller, knowingly or not, has been co-opted by the left to sort of alter the basic doctrine and to create new voters on the left. Can you make the case for that, Trevor?
Yeah, well, I think what we need to understand is when the left, when the communists originally started infiltrating the churches, they would just preach communism with a little bit of Christian veneer. And a lot of Christians would see through that and they would leave. So they've learned a lesson. So now they preach 80, 90% of the gospel. It's what they add on that is the problem. You know, the push for social justice, the war against global warming, the ending of white privilege, the push for acceptance of illegal immigration and refugee resettlement from overseas. These are all left-wing Marxist programs. So you're getting 80, 90% of the gospel, but you're getting some poison, left-wing Marxist poison thrown in with it. And that's why it's, you know, the most effective lie is the one that has a lot of truth in it. And so, you know, we're talking about people like Russell Moore and Tim Keller. You know, Tim Keller acknowledges his debt to the Frankfurt School, the famous Marxist school set up in America in the 1930s. By Marxist communist refugees from Nazi Germany, which has basically started off the Cultural Revolution of the 70s, the Sexual Revolution of the 70s. So Keller acknowledges his debt to this cultural, malevolent cultural form. So what these guys are doing now is spreading these left-wing doctrines amongst the churches by preaching the gospel with a bit of Marxism thrown in. And so you've got all these Christians out there who think they've been great Christians, and they're all into stopping global warming. They're all into ending white privilege. They're all into supporting Black Lives Matter. All of these are Marxist constructs that are nothing to do with the gospel. But and that's how they're moving the churches left, which is moving the U.S. voting base left, which will end up destroying this country as we know it if it is not reversed.
Well, it's certainly true that Christians and Christians then who take their faith and then apply that to their politics are the great barrier to the left and to the wicked stuff that we're seeing right now on the streets and in Congress.
They have been, but that's rapidly changing.
Yes, and that's the point. But they're the target. They're the target for that very reason. So, Trevor, let me pin you down a little bit, because you say Tim Keller acknowledges that he has learned and been nurtured by the Frankfurt School. That seems a little shocking, really.
Well, he's written it. He writes it in his own books. You know, said I was a devotee of the Frankfurt School as a young man. I learned a lot from this. You can look it up.
Okay.
He says it.
Right before the midterm elections, he printed a piece in the New York Times, which I read, because this is tough stuff. We're going to get to Russell Moore in a second, but this is so nuanced that you have to be very certain. I read his article in the New York Times called How Do Christians Fit into the Two-Party System? They don't. And he makes some points, which I find the same thing in Russell Moore's teaching, is that it's uneven. It's like some of it is true, a lot of it is true, but some of it is absolutely false, which is what you just described, Trevor. I would love to know, Judd, what you think. If someone asked you how Tim Keller is co-opting Christian doctrine to create sort of a political movement, what would you say?
I agree 100%. You have to ask yourself, what is rat poison? Rat poison is 99.9% good food with 1% of poison, which will kill you. And that is what Russell Moore, Tim Keller, and these Gospel Coalition guys are injecting. And they've been doing it at such a slow pace for the past 8 years, little by little by little. But what you've seen is after Trump got elected, you can easily gauge and show how much they ramped up their efforts. And how more brazen they've gotten, and how much more stuff they've gotten away with. And they're doubling down and doubling down. And you can kind of almost see that with a sense of urgency politically. So they're telling Christians, oh, don't be political. We don't need to be in a two-party system. But yet at the same time, they turn around and they have pieces in the Washington Post and the Washington Times come out. I'm sorry, not Washington Times, the New York Times, come out bashing conservative Christians.
Yes, they do.
And so you have to look at this and go, wait a minute, these guys are a political movement. They're a left-wing political movement because all they're doing is bashing conservatives while glorifying the left or encouraging a Christian neutrality.
I think
we can gauge this. We actually have proof that we can gauge this. How they've done it and ramped it up over the past 8 years.
You know, you guys give an illustration, or I did read in some things earlier, that the Southern Baptist ERLC, which is Evangelical Religious Liberty Commission, run by Dr. Russell Moore out of D.C., which used to be much more conservative and reliable.
Right.
They actually hosted a meeting, a political meeting, before the midterms. Can you describe that?
they hosted a political meeting before the midterms, essentially having a planning session of what they're going to do, how they're going to combat. And what you find is people that are tied to Russell Moore have released articles all across the board that are anti-conservative. And they've kind of made it cool and hip to be anti-Christian conservative. And so the influence that these guys are having is you're seeing these young pastors, these young guys coming out of seminary who really think it's cool to hate America, and they also think it's cool to bash on conservatism. And
you know, I know
this is
that
a new hip Yeah,
it is, and they have had tremendous influence over so many young pastors in so many things. I've seen Russell's tapes talking about the gender issue or the gay issue, whatever you want to call it, LGBT, and all things associated, and the nuance. This is the thing. So much of what he says is true, and then so much of what he says is just absolutely false. And he's got the ear of hundreds of young pastors who really think he's something because he's charismatic, like Tim Keller is, and people really listen. This ERLC midterm roundtable, I want to weigh in on this for a second. You guys talk about how Russell Moore has a young lobbyist who was hired by Moore after Tennessee GOP officials tired of his team's subversive work, which almost bankrupted the Tennessee Republican Party. What does that mean exactly, Judd?
Well, I believe we're talking about Leatherwood.
Yes.
Here's a guy that posed as a Republican, was a registered Democrat in Florida, got into the Tennessee Republican Party, made a total mess of things, and after they booted him out, ERLC hires him. And this guy was a Democrat. Why was he working for the Republican Party? Like, how did that happen? And then he gets booted out of that position after making a mess over there, and then, yeah.
Well, Russell Moore himself was a staffer for a Democratic congressman. I think a lot of people don't really know that. I don't think he leads on that. The point is not—I want to make something clear. The point, I don't think for you, either of you, either, is party. The point is not, hey, let's champion the Republican Party. The point is the principle. And the principle is that subversion is going on here of Christian teaching— to co-opt people to vote for things that are not of Christian teaching. And that's the crime here that we're trying to make the point. Do you have anything to add? Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing I want to add to this is they are now co-opting and twisting language. Now, the left are geniuses at co-opting terms and making them mean something different. One of the biggest things that has raised alarms to me is they are now trying to redefine what pro-life is. They are saying now that pro-life is not mean you are against abortion and that you're for the, you know, protecting of the unborn. To be pro-life now is equivalent to taking care of the poor. Being pro-life is you care about climate change. And this is really starting to spread, and that is one of the biggest ways they're neutralizing the Christian base by trying to redefine what pro-life is. So they're twisting the gospel and saying, well, pro-life doesn't mean just protecting the unborn. It means taking care of the poor. Pro-life means taking, you know, making sure there's no global warming. And they are all pushing into these left-wing issues. So that's just one term in how they're redefining what it is. And now, you know, let's go into the, you know, homosexuality. Now we're same-sex attracted Christians. They're saying we're gay Christians, we're LGBTQ Christians. We are now same-sex attracted Christians. And they have been ramping up their efforts to get people to be sympathetic to accept homosexuality in the churches.
No question about that. Russell Moore has certainly been a leader on that. I don't know about Tim Keller. Yes. Has he done the same?
Yes. Yes. He's part of the same thing.
Yeah. Trevor, do you have anything to add on the Russell Moore situation as you've been watching it?
Well, look, I know that they've got rid of Paige Patterson from that organization, who is one of the mainstays of Christian conservatism in the country. There's a coup going on in that organization right now. One of the most conservative Christian organizations in the country is now being co-opted by the left. But I just want to make a point that this isn't just liberals doing this. You know, these people are connected to hardcore Marxists like Jim Wallace. Who is a Marxist? He's a communist, and he makes no bones of it, really. And this goes right back into the Communist Party USA. It goes back into organizations like Democratic Socialists of America, who have people all through the theological seminaries at very high positions. The Communist Party USA even has a religious commission. They have several black pastors who are members of it. And this goes back to the National Council of Churches. It goes internationally, which is connected to the Russian Orthodox Church, which is a tool for the KGB. So This is pretty sinister and pretty deep. This isn't just a bunch of liberals who have taken over some churches. This is an organized Marxist program to pervert and corrupt American Christianity, to basically take this country down from the inside.
A hard question. You just declared that Jim Wallis is a communist. Are you saying, either of you saying, that you think Tim Keller and Russell Moore are willingly cooperating with the left to do what they're doing? Just a quick answer, because we have to take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Trevor?
Yep. Yeah, these people are not misguided. They know what they're doing, and they're working with actual communist groups to do this.
Well,
just liberal groups. Actual Marxist communist groups are part of their program.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about those links to them. And I also want to talk more about your documentary, because Carrie said in that clip a few minutes ago that some people are coming out of the woodwork to talk to you about threats that they've had. They're speaking about things that they know, and they're taking a great risk. I'd like to talk about that as well. My guests are Trevor Loudon and Judd Saul. The documentary is Enemies Within the Church. EnemiesWithinTheChurch.com is where you can go to find out more about it. We'll be right back after this, Sandy Rios, in the morning on AFR Talk.
Don't forget to connect with Sandy Rios in the morning on Facebook or email Sandy at sandy@afr.net. That's sandy@afr.net. Sandy Rios in the morning on American Family Radio.
Jesus made something extremely clear in the Bible to us as Christians, especially when he commissioned preachers like me to carry the gospel forward in history. It's a two-part mission. Number one, we are to accurately preach the gospel of the kingdom to every generation until Christ returns. But secondly, Jesus made this very, very clear. Wolves would enter in who would twist the gospel of the kingdom and use it to bait and allure God's people away from the truth to destroy them. So preachers are not just to accurately preach the gospel, they're also to aggressively and bravely defend the accurate preaching of the gospel. And the only way to really do that is by exposing lies. So in this movie, our intent is to do both. Number one, to present the truth, and number two, in order to make sure that the truth is clearly represented, to also expose the lies that lead people away from the truth. Part of loving people is being willing to tell them the truth, even when it's not welcome or even when it's not popular. Part of sharing truth obviously requires a willingness to expose deceptions. Now, some people have come to us and said, hey, why are you making this movie now? Well, here's why. There are certain denominations that we've all sort of given up on. Giant Christian organizations that we all trusted and loved, that we've all been very thankful for in past years, are suddenly beginning to show signs that they're caving and surrendering to cultural pressures. And many of you, many who will watch this movie, in fact, still think that those institutions are safe, and they're not. Many people in America right now still think that they can trust these large gospel coalition organizations, but they can no longer be trusted. The reason why Jesus warned us about wolves who will twist the truth is truth is taken and wordsmithed ever so carefully so that you buy into the lie without ever realizing that it's a lie.
That was the voice of Kerry Gordon. He's the narrator for this film. He's also a pastor and a writer. The documentary we're talking about, and the subject matter is fascinating. I'm sure all of you are finding this fascinating, if a little disturbing. The title of it is EnemiesWithinTheChurch.com. EnemiesWithinTheChurch.com. It's a work in progress, and you can find more about it at that link. My guests are Trevor Loudon and Judd Saul. Trevor is the producer, Judd is the director. Judd, this is not, we mentioned before the break, we mentioned World Vision, we mentioned the ERLC under Russell Moore's leadership, we mentioned the Gospel Coalition under Tim Keller's leadership. But it's not just those few denominations, is it?
No, this covers all of Christendom. And I just want to say, I had a conversation a few weeks ago with somebody very high up in Campus Crusade. They're not going to come out publicly just yet, but by the time we get this film done and produced, we will have sources from Crew. And I said, what's going on with Crew? What happened? And he looked at me and he said, he goes, it's gone. It's done. He goes, you're going to see major resignations happen within the next 2 years because it's been fully hijacked by the left. And we're talking about one of the largest college ministries in the country. And this was a very high up person in that organization. And he just looked at me with sadness. He goes, there's nothing we can do. And unfortunately, that's the case in major Christian organizations all across the world. But this covers Lutherans, this covers Baptists, this covers Wesleyans. Every one is a target right now, and a lot of them have unwittingly, I would say not intentionally, and some intentionally, have taken money from the wrong sources, which has put them on the hook, which has opened the floodgates to allow this stuff to infiltrate their organizations.
Trevor, you mentioned the Catholic Church earlier, and I would, the Pope is a mystery to a lot of us. I would call it apostasy, is actually in the headlines. But if you could say a word about what you know about this Pope and how that is, how this infiltration is affecting the Roman Catholic Church right now, that would be good.
Yeah, well, I think it's splitting the church like nothing else. You know, the Pope is a Marxist. He back in Argentina, he's written how he couldn't wait for the Communist Party newspaper to be delivered to his house. He used to hide Marxist literature from the police, from his good communist friends. So he was steeped in this stuff right from the very beginning. And he was very heavily involved in liberation theology, which was set up by the KGB in the 1950s to penetrate the Soviet KGB, to penetrate the Latin American churches. And he is a poster boy for that. You know, it's no accident that the communist head of Bolivia, Evo Morales, gave the Pope a hammer and sickle as a gift when he visited that country. And so you've got the largest Christian organization in the world now run by a full-on communist. And that's not just him. There's a lot of bishops. There's a lot of cardinals who are in the same boat. Now, this goes right back into the 30s with the testimony of Ballard Dodd, the American communist who returned to the Catholic Church and revealed that she'd helped to infiltrate 500 young communists into the church at that time. This was going on all over the Western world and the Third World as well. So, yeah, the Catholic Church is heavily penetrated. The mainstream Protestant churches are being heavily penetrated for 60 years or more. But the real sad thing is now we're looking at the same fate for the evangelical churches. And if they go, well, what's left?
Well, the remnant, we'd call it, Trevor. there'll be some that will never, but it'll be small. And you diagnosed something that's actually predicted in Scripture. You know that. Trevor, I'm just curious because we left this dangling. Two personalities that are well known to my listeners would be Russell Moore and Tim Keller. Russell of the ERLC and Tim Keller of the Gospel Coalition. And you said that you didn't think that they were unwitting partners in this, that they were actually connected to Marxists. And I'd like for you to make that case, if you could.
Well, Tim Keller admits it in his own work. You know, he admits that he was influenced by the Frankfurt School as a young man and, you know, and has carried those ideas with him. He writes about this. And he is not the only one in the Gospel Coalition that has a left-wing background. Many of the members of it cooperate with left-wing organizations, and some people have left it, left the organization because of that. You know, Russell Moore, as you say, had a background as an aide to a Democratic congressman. He has moved. He works very closely with Soros-backed organizations. He's got money from Soros. So, yeah, it's you know, what conservative, you know, Christian would ever take any money from a socialist atheist like George Soros if they weren't sympathetic to what Soros had in mind? So the other thing that needs mentioning, too, is the faith-based based initiatives that were started by George Bush and really amped up under Barack Obama, which have pumped a whole bunch of money into churches, and as Judd said, have got them on the hook. And this is, again, run by socialists. So, the evidence is there if you want to look for it.
So when you lay out this movie, Judd, this documentary, We've had little bits of it. We played it. It sounds really intriguing. So are you still researching, or are you? Is it that you need more material, or do you have so much that you can't use it all? How's that part going?
We have all our informants. We have our information. We just need the blankets and bullets to finish the project, film it, and get it in the can. I have a source, okay, and I'm not going to mention his name yet. He'll come out in the documentary, okay. That happened to be the right man at the right place that puts Russell Moore in the same rooms with the Human Rights Campaign, that puts him in the same rooms with Soros groups, who has proof, receipts, and evidence of this happening.
Now, yeah, so let me just say the Human Rights Campaign is the largest funded LGBT advocacy group in the country. Powerful, powerful.
It wasn't a meeting of minds to say how we can work together. It was a strategy session. It wasn't like, okay, we want to hear your side, hear our side. It was an actual strategy session that Russell Moore from the Southern Baptist ERLC was having with the Human Rights Campaign.
Trevor,
now why on earth
jumping.
Would a Southern Baptist organization be holding a strategy session with the Human Rights Campaign?
Which is a hard left organization, very hard left, that only backs Democrats, only endorses Democrats, and it is also the organization that gave us the whole movement towards transgender bathrooms. You know, that's their thing. They did that. That's completely their operation. So why would a conservative Christian organization work with an organization that is forcing the country to use transgender bathrooms, accept gay marriage, and only endorses Democrats?
Yeah, let me just jump in to clarify. I think I've said this publicly before, but I've certainly worked, no, I have not worked with any of these groups, but I have certainly talked to them. But I wasn't strategizing. I was arguing with them, reasoning with them over the things in which we had absolutely insurmountable differences. But I wasn't strategizing with them, and that is the troubling part about this. And this, I have heard this from other sources, too. It's not the first time I've heard this. Trevor, could you tell us again briefly, how did this whole thing of infiltrating religious movements begin? What are its origins?
Look, this came right back into the 1920s with Harry Ward, who was a famous communist and a theologian, who set up a Methodist organization, which was the first religious communist party front in the country, the Methodist Social Action Committee, I believe it was called. And but then you had guys like Joseph Fletcher, who was a famous, one of the most influential theologians in America. He was the guy who invented situational ethics. And he also advocated post-birth abortion and died as a committed atheist. But he was a Communist Party member. You know, he was the man who was the most influential theologian in America for decades as a Communist Party member, secret Communist Party member, promoting, perverting the mainstream Protestant churches. So this has been going on for a very, very long time.
Well, this is quite a project, and you're going to get a lot of blowback for it. And so I guess my question to you, Judd, is why would you do this? What's your purpose in making this? Are you just do you have an axe to grind with these guys? What's your purpose?
No, the purpose in doing this is truth. And I find that when people poison the gospel for something evil, that's my axe to grind. And I know the result of where this leads. We know where socialism leads. We know the end goal of these guys, and it's not the gospel. It's not saving souls. And the fruits that it bears is terrible. It's rotten. And so as a Christian, we are to expose false teachers. We're supposed to expose apostasy. And, unfortunately, we have a lot of nice Christians that want to look the other way and continue to let this happen. And I'm not one of those. I'm saying we need to do good for our church and do good for the country and expose these evils. And I pray that when people see this film, that it will wake them up and they'll put a stop to this. And we'll get back on track with the gospel, with saving souls and doing what we're supposed to be doing as Christians.
Trevor, who has someone who's tracked this, just in my conversations with you through the years, the thing that we share in common is that you are just after the truth and you're fearless. So I would ask you, what's your motivation for this particular project?
Well, I think, as Judd says, this is saving the church here, you know, and by saving the church, you save America and Western civilization. You know, the church is the last bulwark of freedom in this country. If the church is twisted and perverted to socialism, you can forget about freedom for anybody, no matter what denomination or religion you are. So, this country was founded as a Christian country. It has a constitution that came directly out of the Bible. And if America is to be saved, Christianity has to be set back on the right path.
All right, Trevor.
Andrew Breitbart used to have a great saying. He would say, politics is downstream from culture. The culture shapes the politics.
All right, Trevor Loudon.
But culture is downstream from religion.
Trevor Loudon and Judd Saul, and the project is Enemies Within the Church. Enemies Within the Church. It's coming up a documentary. Sandy Rios in the Morning on AFR Talk.